Let us pray. Almighty God, you built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. Join us together by their teaching, so that we may be a holy temple in whom your Spirit dwells. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. 2 weeks ago, I intimated that we will be having a series of sermons on some of the places we visited while I was in the Holy Land. And today I want us to begin with Caesarea Maritima. And the theme of my reflection is boldness in faith. Caesarea Maritima was founded and built by King Herod the Great during his reign from 37 to 4 BCE along the beautiful Mediterranean coastline, about 30 miles north of Joppa. The city underwent 12 years of development from 22 to 10 BC and was given its name in honor of Caesar Augustus. Its inhabitants were Romans, Samaritans, and Jews, and these people enjoyed the pleasures of the Roman world. There was water in abundance, bathhouses, and places of entertainment. Visible at this site here at Caesarea Maritima are the almost complete ruins of the theater, a hippodrome, and the harbor. But most significantly for Christian people is a limestone slab that was found in 1961 with an inscription including the name of a Roman procurator. The name revealed on the inscription in Latin is Pontius Pilatus, or Pontius Pilate, prefect of Judea. And this is the same Pilate who had sentenced Jesus to death in Jerusalem during the Jewish Passover. But within this site also, there is an aqueduct that brought fresh water from the foot of the Carmel Range of Caesarea, covering a distance of approximately 4 or 5 miles, as well as a number of structures, houses, and mosaics, and walls. And the ruins that are found in this area actually date from Herod's day through the Byzantine period, that is the 4th to 7th centuries AD, to the Crusader period from the 12th to the 13th centuries AD. Now, how is this connected to the Christian faith? The story and the impact of the expansion of God's redemptive plan upon this great city, as revealed through archaeological excavations, can be attributed to the faith of two apostles, Peter and Paul. It is difficult to actually ascertain what part of the city their stories took place, but it's been argued that their boldness for Christ was observed even by those who were not familiar with the new message of the kingdom of God these two apostles were bringing. And it seems to me this is the way in which things work when God's children display the boldness of faith in Christ, so that we too can learn from them, or we too can benefit from them. And what I want to do this morning is think together with you about these two apostles, Peter and Paul, and how their witness to Christ was manifested in that area of Caesarea Maritima. Firstly, is the encounter between Peter and Cornelius. Acts chapter 10, which was read to us a while ago by Eleanor, records the story of Cornelius, who was a resident of Caesarea, and his encounter with Peter the Apostle. Cornelius was a Roman centurion in Caesarea, and this area served as the capital of the province as well as the headquarters for the Roman legions that were stationed in Judea. We are told in Acts chapter 10 that Cornelius was a devout and God-fearing man. He contributed generously to the work of God, and he feared God. One afternoon, an angel of God visited Cornelius and asked him to go and find Peter, who was in Joppa, 30 miles down the Mediterranean coastline. But Peter had also received a vision on the rooftop of a house in Joppa, which had led him to Caesarea. And here, a remarkable encounter took place between Cornelius and the Apostle Peter. It was an encounter between a Gentile outsider and a Jew. And what we learn especially from the start from this encounter is that it was Peter's bold faith that enabled him to enter the house of Cornelius and share the story of Christ's death and resurrection with this Gentile outsider. The Bible tells us that that day the Holy Spirit came upon the household of Cornelius. But Peter was criticized for entering the house of Cornelius because uncircumcised Gentiles were thought to be unclean and they were scorned by the Jews. The Jews believed that by joining with the uncircumcised Gentiles, they too would become unclean. Therefore, Peter's meeting with Cornelius was a very courageous thing to do. But it wasn't only Peter who was bold. Cornelius was also bold because he did not only receive Peter, but he received the message of Christ too and accepted Christ through baptism. It must have been a life-changing experience for this Roman who was expected to suppress Jews like Peter and to shun them away. But here was a Roman centurion and a Jew together in Christian solidarity. It was the boldness of faith. And it is that boldness of faith which continues to break down all barriers of race and culture. It is that boldness of faith that has brought me to Scotland from Cameroon, where I have now found a home away from home. This is what Christ has done, because he is for everybody who believes in him, and because at the shout of that name, every knee must bow and every tongue confess. There is no race, there is no tribe, there is no language. All of us are one in Christ Jesus. It is the boldness of faith. What about the story of Paul? Paul was also familiar with Caesarea because he used this harbor city following his first and second missionary journeys. When he returned to Jerusalem, it was natural to use the safe harbor of Caesarea. But following his third and final missionary journey, Paul found himself on trial in Jerusalem. Eventually, he was brought back to Caesarea under heavy guard. We are told that Ananias, the high priest, and a lawyer named Tertullus brought charges of misconduct against Paul before Festus, the governor. Paul's bold faith became evident when, in the midst of a trial, he proclaimed the message of Christ crucified, dead, and risen. The scene was a dramatic one. Paul was surrounded by King Agrippa and his wife Bernice and other persons who were anxious to hear Paul's case. Paul was mockingly questioned by Agrippa, but he boldly proclaimed his faith in Christ and prayed that those who were listening to him that day would also become believers in Christ Jesus. What made Paul's testimony so extraordinary was the cultural context in which these events happened. A culture which viewed the Roman emperor as a god and not an ordinary man. Yet with boldness, Paul stood up to give testimony about Jesus, someone who was God, but had also become man for our sake. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, are you bold in your walk of faith? Perhaps you are indeed, but you want to add that it depends on the circumstances. Have you ever reached a point in your spiritual life where your confidence in God carries you above and beyond those circumstances of life? Or do the trials and tests of life cause you to crumble when your faith is tested? Boldness for Christ is an exemplary characteristic of the followers of Jesus Christ. Being courageous for Christ is a necessary mark of believers in Christ who long to see the kingdom of God expand through their witness. Being courageous for Christ is a result of being confident in the changing characteristics of the gospel. Boldness for Christ is displayed in our life when we decide to be used by God as a beacon of hope and life to a lost world. It is God's Spirit who empowers us from within as we trust that God would use us to extend the message of the kingdom to the lost ones of this world. We need to pray that God will make an eternal difference through our courage for Christ. Dear friends, the biblical stories associated with the coastal city of Caesarea Maritima show forth the theme of courage, and they give me great comfort that I too can be courageous in my witness for Christ, even in this secular context, where the God of this world is not Christ, but the pleasures and dictates of our mortal bodies. And so, friends, let us take courage from Peter and Paul. And as in the words of the psalmist, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who trust in the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the ways in which you reveal yourself to us. Thank you so much for the witness of the apostles. And thank you for Scripture, which shows us clearly who you are and that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to come into the world to break down all barriers of race and culture and tribe, but especially to give us that boldness which we need to proclaim the kingdom here on earth. And so, Father, we pray that you would give us the courage to stand for you in places where your name is not honored, that we would honor you with our lives and with all that we are. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen.